Hi, this is Pastor Doug Joseph inviting you to a wonderful benefit gospel sing at the National Guard Armory in Clarksburg on Friday, February 18 at 7:30 p.m. Renee Bargo is a precious lady who is an adoptive mother to two beautiful daughters, and Renee suffers from a very rare and debilitating disease called Charcot-Marie-Tooth's disease. Previously, there was no known treatment, but now a new experimental treatment has become available. Unfortunately, this experimental new treatment is not covered by insurance, and Renee is going to have to travel from Clarksburg all the way to Phoenix, Arizona and back in order to get this new treatment. This awesome event is a great way for all of us to take part in helping Renee be able to afford the trip and the treatment. I hope you'll join us. We're looking forward to the great music ministry of Greg Hurley, an award-winning professional recording artist. He's a real powerhouse of a vocalist, and other great singers. Also, Life Choice will be on hand with awesome 3D models. There will be door prizes available. There's no admission charge. A free will love offering will be received. We encourage you to come out and enjoy the great singing at this benefit gospel sing at the National Guard Armory in Clarksburg on Friday, February 18 at 7:30 p.m. We'll see you there.
Welcome to the Voice of Truth on 103.3 WAJR-FM, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And now, your host, author, teacher, and pastor, Doug Joseph.
Hello, and welcome to the Voice of Truth. We have a great broadcast lined up for you today. But first, a word to all of the parents in the listening audience. Today's broadcast deals with topics related to the pro-life versus pro-choice debate. And if you have children playing within earshot of the radio, and you feel that they are not yet ready for a broadcast of that nature, we encourage you to take advantage of the few moments ahead while we play a song to arrange for the children to play in another part of the house. And now, from their album entitled Lifeline, this is Phillips, Craig, and Dean singing He'll Do Whatever It Takes.
You don't know just how far away from home I've been. She said as she looked into my eyes. Could it be I've strayed beyond mercy's outstretched hand? Now His grace no longer stoops to hear my cry. You see, I just wanna know. Tell me, how far will it go? Will He still reach to me in spite of where I've been? And I told her, reaches lower than yours must stay, and His love will run farther than you can run away, my friend. He'll do whatever it takes. He'll do whatever it takes. That His love will follow you despite the miles. But my best years in life I wasted. Why would He even really care? What have I to give that He would find worthwhile? See, I just want to know. Tell me how. Will He still reach to me in spite of who I am? Let me tell you,
He'll do whatever, whatever it takes. His grace reaches lower than your worst mistake.
You're listening to The Voice of Truth. I'm your host, Doug Joseph, and we'll be back in just a half a minute with our pro-life broadcast.
Teleport with Tess and Daniel to a place beyond time, space, and imagination. Although our world has had visitors from that one, this is the first time in history that it's gone the other way. Tesseract will transform you in mind-stretching ways. Tesseract, the latest novel by Doug Joseph, available now. Preview Tesseract for free on Amazon or at authorstock.com. Available wherever great books are sold.
According to a new report out of Washington, D.C., abortion numbers are essentially unchanged, with more than 100,000 unborn children aborted monthly. The new report, just released January 11 by the Guttmacher Institute, formerly a special research affiliate of Planned Parenthood, entitled Abortion Incidence and Access to Services in the United States, 2008, found that for 2008, the annual number of abortions remained essentially level with the numbers it reported for 2005 in its last published survey. The report found 1.212 million abortions in 2008, compared with 1.206 million abortions in 2005. The difference accounted for by abortions from previously uncounted abortion providers discovered since the 2005 survey. The total is still far below the peak of 1.6 million abortions reported for 1990. Randall K. O'Banion, Ph.D., who is the Director of Education and Research for the National Right to Life Committee, said, "Grassroots pro-life legislative and educational efforts, along with the practical, life-affirming alternatives to abortion offered by pregnancy care centers across the United States, have certainly had an impact in preventing an increase in the annual number of abortions. But with abortion continuing to claim the lives of more than 100,000 unborn children every month, we must continue to be vigilant in our efforts to educate the public and enact laws that protect unborn children and their mothers from the dangers of abortion and make sure they know that help is available." Not surprisingly, the report found that 199,000 of the reported abortions, or roughly 16% of the total, were chemical abortions, what the report calls, quote, medication abortions. Utilizing the abortion pill mifepristone, known as RU486, or methotrexate, representing a 24% increase in the use of these dangerous and painful abortifacients. Disregarding the first rule of medical ethics, which is to do no harm, and disregarding several serious warning signs, the FDA approved RU486 for use in the United States back in the year 2000. Since that time, hundreds of chemical abortion patients have ended up hospitalized with hemorrhages, ruptured ectopic pregnancies, or serious infections, which have proven deadly on occasion. Dr. O'Banion noted, RU486 not only goes after a whole new customer base with the false premise of an easy, safe alternative to surgical abortion, but its increased use lets the abortion industry shift to a method that requires less overhead to administer, thereby adding to their ever-increasing bottom line. With a median cost of $490, Guttmacher found for a chemical abortion, the new method represents more than $97.5 million in gross revenues for an industry already making hundreds of millions of dollars. The report also found at least 1,793 abortion providers in the United States. Significantly among these, it found an increase in the number offering abortions after the midway point of pregnancy, 20 weeks. 23% offered abortions after 20 weeks, compared to just 20% in the 2005 report. 11% offered abortions after 24 weeks, compared to just 8% 3 years earlier. This translates to at least 350 providers who offer these late abortions. Dr. O'Banion added, pro-abortion advocates have long said that they want abortion to be rare. Yet, sadly, for mothers and their unborn children, it is clear from these latest findings that abortion remains a big business in the United States, and that the abortion industry is continually working to increase both their reach and their bottom line. The National Right to Life Committee, or NRLC, the federation of 50 state right to life organizations and more than 3,000 local chapters nationwide, is the nation's largest pro-life group. National Right to Life works through legislation and education to protect those threatened by abortion, infanticide, euthanasia, and assisted suicide. Now for some quick facts. A baby's heart begins to beat around only 22 days from conception. There have been more than 50 million abortions since 1973. Women have cited social reasons, not mother's health or rape or incest, but social reasons, as their motivation in approximately 93% of all abortions. Some Christians say it's no use trying to get the laws changed regarding abortion. They say it's legalized and it's a lost cause. Many of them believe that the majority of Americans are in favor of leaving things the way they are. But a June 1999 Worthland poll found that 62% of Americans support legal abortion in only three or fewer circumstances: when the pregnancy results from rape or incest, or when it threatens the life of the mother. And since when has fighting for lost causes stopped Americans from doing what's right? There was a day when America believed that outlawing slavery was a lost cause, but thank God that there were precious, courageous Americans who stood up for what was right, even when it seemed like it was a lost cause. Now seems like a good time to play the fourth track off of Phillips, Craig, and Dean's project entitled Lifeline. The name of the song is He Believes in Lost Causes.
I see people on the street with their heads hung down. Then I hear somebody say they're just too lost to ever be found. But God can save the most hopeless case. You'll never believe all he's done. Yeah. I've seen too many miracles. God knows I am one.
He believes in lost causes. Common sense would just give up. He believes in lost causes. Changes people with his love.
Yeah. He believes in lost causes when common sense would just give up. He believes in lost causes, changes people with his love. There's nobody too far gone, no one beyond his reach. He believes in lost causes, 'cause he believed in me. He believes in lost causes.
Tess are childhood sweethearts, well acquainted with pain and loss. Meanwhile, in another space-time, on an untainted world called Set, an unspeakable evil has been unleashed. Yet the creator of both that universe and ours was not caught off guard. Since before either realm was created, he's had Daniel and Tess in mind for saving the Korlan species from extinction. Tesseract, the latest novel by Doug Joseph. Available now. Preview Tesseract for free on Amazon. Available wherever great books are sold.
Parents, if you're looking for an awesome novel that will be great reading for the young people in your home, that has a great Christian message, including a tremendous pro-life message, I want to encourage you to check out Tesseract, my latest novel that's been advertised several times during this broadcast. It has science fiction that the guys love, it has romance that the girls love, but mostly it is a phenomenal story about character and integrity and morals and ethics. You will be blessed by this novel, and you will enjoy reading it. You can read a big chunk for free on authorstock.com or on amazon.com. Check it out today. We want to take a few moments at this time to talk to anyone in our listening audience that is considering an abortion, or perhaps you're in a place where you're advising someone else to have one. Before you decide to have an abortion or advise someone else to have one, get the facts straight. There are alternatives that may be safer and healthier, both physically and emotionally, for both you and your child. No doubt, an unwanted pregnancy can cause intense stress and hardship in a variety of ways. But as you'll find out, medical evidence is clear. The physical and psychological consequences of abortion can be far worse. 9 short months of pregnancy is a relatively small cost to pay in light of a lifetime of potential physical and mental health problems. Think about it. Are you thinking about having an abortion, or do you know someone who is? Maybe that's why you're tuned in right now, or maybe you're just simply curious. Whatever the reason, you'll find that the information will be straightforward and factual. When people talk about abortion, you're likely to hear a great deal about the social, moral, and even religious reasons for not having an abortion, but little about the basic medical details. In fact, many women make the decision to have an abortion without ever discussing either the medical procedures or the health considerations with anyone. Perhaps no other procedure is performed with this degree of patient ignorance. It doesn't have to be that way. American citizens have a right to be informed about things that might affect their health. There's no reason why any woman should go through surgery of any kind, especially induced abortion, or take powerful drugs that induce abortion and not even be informed about potentially serious side effects. So we want to give you some factual yet easy to understand information about induced abortion taken from the latest medical texts and journals. That should help you have a better idea of the risks involved. Before making a decision that could change your life forever, it only makes sense to get all the information you can on the procedure and its potential effects on you and the child you carry. As American citizens, we have a right to be informed about things that might affect our health. Here are some medical facts about abortion. First, is abortion safe? The argument used by many advocates of abortion, that abortion is supposedly safer than childbirth, is difficult to defend in light of medical evidence to the contrary. The Abortion Surveillance Branch of the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, maintains that induced abortion is safer than childbirth and that the serious complication rate is less than 1%. Yet there is no agreement among investigators as to what constitutes a major complication and no real national system for the reporting of these kinds of statistics, making the accuracy of such assertions questionable. Furthermore, the experiences of private physicians and gynecologists do not seem to support the validity of the CDC's claim. Daniel J. Martin, MD, clinical instructor at the St. Louis University Medical School in St. Louis, Missouri, has said, "The impact of abortion on the body of a woman who chooses abortion is great and always negative. I can think of no beneficial effect of a social abortion on a body." Why is this so? Because induced abortion is the premature, willful, and violent penetration of a closed and safeguarded system, a system in which nearly every cell, tissue, and organ of a woman's reproductive system has been specially transformed and activated to carry out the function of sustaining and nourishing the developing child. Not surprisingly, any violation of the integrity of that system can lead to serious complications. Physical problems range from hemorrhage and infection to sterility and even death. Psychological effects range from depression and mental trauma to divorce and even suicide. Nancy Jo Mann is one of many who has experienced both kinds of complications. Infection and bleeding followed her abortion, which eventually led to a hysterectomy. Recalling her experience, she said, quote, "Beforehand, I liked myself. I had never entertained the idea of abortion, but the minute that needle went through my abdomen, I hated it because I knew it could not be reversed. I wanted to scream, 'Don't do this to me.'" Despite the use of local anesthesia, a full 97% of women having abortions reported experiencing pain during the procedure, which more than a third described as intense, severe, or very severe. Compared to other pains, researchers have rated the pain from abortion as more painful than a bone fracture, about the same as cancer pain, though not as painful as an amputation. Studies also reveal that younger women tend to find abortion more painful than do older adults, and that patients typically found abortion more painful than their doctors or counselors expected. The use of more powerful general anesthetics can reduce the pain, but significantly increases the risk of cervical injury or uterine perforation. Complications such as these are common, as are bleeding, hemorrhage, laceration of the cervix, menstrual disturbance, inflammation of the reproductive organs, bladder or bowel perforation, which means tearing, and serious infection. Even more harmful long-term physical complications from abortion may surface later. For example, overzealous curettage can damage the lining of the uterus and lead to permanent infertility. Overall, women who have abortions face an increased risk of ectopic or tubal pregnancy and more than doubled risk of future sterility. Perhaps most important of all, the risk of these sorts of complications, along with the risks of future miscarriage, increase with each subsequent abortion. The particular type and severity of complications depend a great deal on the experience of the abortionist and the particular abortion method used. Given that most abortions are performed at abortion clinics rather than at a woman's regular OBGYN, the doctor performing the abortion is likely to be a stranger of whose skill and experience a woman knows very little. Such things as an inadequate gynecological examination prior to the operation, the carelessness of the abortionists, or the retention of fetal and placental tissue can all bring on complications. These kinds of complications can usually be treated and generally subside, though not always, but few women ever return to the clinics for crucial postoperative examinations. There is strong evidence that abortion increases the risk of breast cancer. A study of more than 1,800 women appearing in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute in 1994 found that overall, women having abortions increased their risk of getting breast cancer before age 45 by 50%. For women under 18 with no previous pregnancies, having an abortion after the 8th week increased the risk of breast cancer 800%. Women with a family history of breast cancer fared even worse. Of course, death of the mother is the most serious of all complications. Over 200 women have died from legal abortions since 1973. The risk of death increases according to the duration of the pregnancy and the complexity of the abortion technique employed. Let's talk about the psychological consequences. Clinical research provides a growing body of scientific evidence that having an abortion can cause psychological harm to some women. Quote, women who report negative after effects from abortion know exactly what their problem is, observed psychologist Wanda Franz, Ph.D., in a March 1989 congressional hearing on the impact of abortion. Let me continue the quote. They report horrible nightmares of children calling them from trash cans, of body parts, and blood. When they are reminded of the abortion, the women re-experienced it with terrible psychological pain. They feel worthless and victimized because they failed at the most natural of human activities, the role of being a mother. End quote. The emergence of chemical abortion methods poses a new, possibly more devastating psychological threat. Unlike surgical abortions, in which women rarely see the cut-up body parts, women having chemical abortions often do see the complete, tiny bodies of their unborn children and are even able to distinguish the child's developing hands, eyes, etc. So traumatic is this for some women that both patients and researchers involved in the studies have recommended that women unprepared for the experience of seeing their aborted children not take the drugs. Long-term psychological implications of this experience have not been studied. Researchers on the after effects of abortion have identified a pattern of psychological problems known as post-abortion syndrome, PAS. Women suffering PAS may experience drug and alcohol abuse, personal relationship disorders, sexual dysfunction, repeated abortions, communications difficulties, damaged self-esteem, and even attempt suicide. Post-abortion syndrome appears to be a type of pattern of denial which may last for 5 to 10 years before emotional difficulties surface. With the growing awareness of post-abortion syndrome in scholarly and clinical circles, women with PAS can expect to receive a more sensitive appreciation of the suffering that they endure. Fortunately, a growing network of peer support groups of women who have had abortions offers assistance to women who are experiencing emotional difficulties. Those interested in this outreach can contact American Victims of Abortion, Washington, D.C. We're all out of time now, but we encourage you to join us again next week for The Voice of Truth.
Thank you for listening. You can reach us online at cac.us.com. Catch The Voice of Truth broadcast each Sunday morning at 11:30 right here on Talk Radio 103.3 WAJR-FM.